This year's budget is overwhelmingly popular. It passed the House with only one no vote. And senators also praised the roughly $7 billion bill that funds state government. Democratic Senator Pat Stedman of Denver serves on the Joint Budget Committee, which crafted the budget. He says it has a lot of bright spots.
Last year's budget process was far more difficult and, frankly, far more agonizing. There are many places that we could improve. And yet, there's a lot to celebrate.
It helped that the state received a better-than-expected economic forecast in March that gave lawmakers the extra wiggle room to avoid deep cuts to programs and services. The additional money helped reduce a cut to higher education, kept K-12 student funding constant, and restored a property tax break for seniors.
It may not be totally perfect, but it's pretty close.
That's Republican Budget Committee member Senator Kent Lambert of Colorado Springs. He says the budget will especially help rural parts of the state.
Because of the full restoration of severance taxes going to impacted counties by oil and gas.
The Senate debated about 20 amendments, mostly from Democrats. Several proposed shifting money from a state fund for capital construction to pay for various programs for veterans and the developmentally disabled. Democratic Senator Joyce Foster wanted to once again make circumcision a benefit covered under Medicaid. She says at $400, it's too expensive a procedure for low-income families.
This is not to say that every child needs circumcision. I would never, ever say that. But for those parents that want to provide this necessary procedure, they do not have the ability any longer.
The amendment narrowly failed, and while lawmakers defeated the majority of amendments, a few did pass, including one that would add about $6 million to the Governor's Office of Economic Development. Governor John Hickenlooper wants that money to help attract new companies to relocate to Colorado. Democratic Senator Evie Hudak of Westminster urged its passage.
This will literally be translated into at least 2,300 jobs. Without this funding, Colorado will forfeit these job-creating opportunities.
The funding would come from delaying the state's development of new tests to measure K-12 students in science and social studies. Republican Senator Keith King of Colorado Springs argued against the measure, saying those tests shouldn't be delayed.
You got to have a way to measure them, and you got to have a way to make sure that what we're teaching is valid, so I think that was pretty bipartisan, actually.
The amendment passed on a voice vote. The Senate still needs to take a final vote on the overall budget. It'll then go to a conference committee where lawmakers will work out the differences between the two chambers. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.